You're listening to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. Now, here's your host, Faraz Siddiqui and Zach Rizzuto.
I really like the connection I've seen between Justin Fields and George Pickens this year. The overall volume for the passing offense isn't there. This is a run-heavy system, but when they have passed it, Pickens has looked great. And he also looked great against Patrick Surtain the other week. Just had a lot of penalties. That team had a lot of penalties that hid what would have been a solid day for him. But according to Fantasy Life's utilization report, Pickens has had a solid 24% target share. The number that is even more impressive to me is the 82% catchable target rate from Justin Fields. And there aren't that many better matchups for wide receivers going against the Colts secondary. They've allowed the 6th most fantasy points to perimeter wide receivers so far this year. They also play the 9th highest rate of single high coverage. And there were only 5 wide receivers last year who had more yards per route run against that coverage than George Pickens. Tyreek Hill, Nico Collins, A.J. Brown, CeeDee Lamb, and Brandon Ayuk, right? You just compare his 3.41 yards per route run against single high to his 1.2 yards per route run against two high. So huge difference. Also, George Pickens has targeted Pickens on 38% of his routes going up against single high coverage this year. That's 3rd this year behind Rashee Rice, Malik Nabers, and Cooper Kupp. His first read percentage in this coverage is at 51.7% this year. That's 2nd only behind Malik Nabers. Okay, so I think Pickens is in line to absolutely smash this week.
Yeah, I like that call. Indy, you know, they're not the gold matchup like the Commanders, but I think we can call them the silver matchup at this point.
I like it.
Right? I think that they're like the next best thing. If you can't get the Commanders in a given week, you can get the Colts. I have Pickens. He's a fringe wide receiver too for me because, like you mentioned, you know, Arthur Smith, he has his fingerprints all over the play calling. Just a 48% dropback rate this season, minus 10% dropback rate over expectation. Pickens is only running 25 routes a game. So I still don't like that part of it. Pickens is super talented. And like you mentioned, he did look good against Pat Surtain. I like Pickens more because of this matchup for sure this week. But I think it's going to take him getting into the end zone to kind of come through this week. I have him, like I said, a fringe wide receiver too. You have him a little bit higher. What do you have him at, like 21, 20, something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah. So you're just a little bit higher on him than I am. I think he can get in the end zone. If this is the week, if he's going to get in the end zone any week, this is going to be the one to do it. But he hasn't been able to do it yet this season. So hopefully we can see that. Calvin Austin came out of nowhere last week. That was just a complete, you know, blip on the radar. He's not going to continue to be any type of target earner. I think George Pickens, he has a really nice matchup this week, like you mentioned. That's a good call. I'm just a little bit more leery.